This is St. Louis Public Radio. St. Louis's public schools have two school boards. One is elected but has no authority. The other, known as a special administrative board, is appointed. A task force with the job of deciding the future of the district's governance structure is holding a series of public meetings. As St. Louis Public Radio's Ryan Delaney reports, the process has gotten off to a rocky start.
It's been a tumultuous two decades for St. Louis public schools. The elected school board hasn't had power over the district since a 2007 state takeover, amid years of poor academic performance. But the Special Administrative Board, or SAB, has made clear it doesn't intend to rule over city schools forever. That's good news to elected board members, such as Charlie Cooksey, who want control back. But she's also frustrated with the process thus far.
I don't know if I would call it a transition process, at least not a transition process between the elected board and the appointed board.
Cooksey is representing the elected board on the governance task force. Its members are largely made up of people picked by the SAB.
I have faith that there is a chance for there to be an objective, relatively speaking, process.
The district's academic scores have gone up in recent years. It's fully accredited by the state for the first time since 2000. Amid improving student outcomes, efforts last year to transition back to the elected board fizzled out almost as quickly as they began amidst infighting. Now, the task force will hear pros and cons of three school board structures, returning to a fully elected board, continuing with an appointed board, or a mix of appointed and elected members on the same board. The two boards have not always gotten along, but SAB member Darnetta Klinkscale says everyone is well-intentioned.
I don't think that there's any posturing. I have a lot of respect for the people who are on that board, and as does my fellow board members.
Sally Topping is the president of St. Louis's Teachers Union. She says the SAB is not treating the elected board with respect, and she contends its mind is already made up on a hybrid board of appointed and elected members.
I think this is so insulting to us residents of St. Louis City. Let's face it, this would not happen in a predominantly white place.
Klinkscale disputes there's a predetermined outcome.
We want to see everything we possibly can about all of the different alternatives. And so it's educating us as well as the public.
Appointed boards became trendy in the mid-90s. Tom Alsbury, an education professor at Northwest University near Seattle, says dozens of big cities implemented them. A majority have since returned to democratically elected boards.
It's clear that the community has preferred having elected boards and has not seen the dramatic improvements that were promised by takeover of boards.
Still, under the SAB's watch, the district has had a steady superintendent, an improved financial situation, and better student outcomes. Those results are noticeable to parents, including Emily Kelso. She's PTO president at Wilkinson's Early Child Education Center. She says philosophically she supports a Democratic board, but is still torn on what's best for the district.
I consider myself decently informed, and I still feel like I am trying to wrap my head around the complicated history, the different options on the table, what different scenarios would look like, what it would mean both for the district as a whole and for me as a parent.
Kelso says parents are typically more concerned with building principals and teachers than board structure. And regardless of how SLPS governs itself, it will still have to contend with students living in poverty, teacher turnover, and declining enrollment. The task force plans to make a recommendation to state officials in January. I'm Ryan Delaney, St. Louis Public Radio.